We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to give away Foreigner tickets.
How do you feel about Foreigner?
Fine. Vintage 80s.
Yeah.
A lot of songs you know.
Be caller 5 right now at 221-4WGR to win a pair of tickets to see Foreigner, the farewell tour, with special guest Loverboy on Friday, July 28th, 2023 at Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Dolphins Chargers gets flexed. So NFL Week 14.
Was that the Bronco Chief game?
I believe it was. So the Dolphins get flexed into Week 14, and that means there's a really good chance the Dolphins play a primetime game in both Week 14 and 15. Week 15 is the Bills-Dolphins game, which is either going to be Saturday or Sunday, but that's pretty good. Like, we get Bills-Jets at 1 o'clock, and maybe by that time the Dolphins play the Niners this week. If they find a way to win that game, then we get to watch Dolphins Chargers in prime time. With actually the next 2 weeks, we get a chance to look at the Dolphins in big windows, because the Niners one is a 4 o'clock.
It's a 4 o'clock game, and the Bills obviously will have already played on Thursday.
So the next 2 weeks, you get a good chance to watch the Dolphins against fairly good opponents to see if they can hold on to their lead in the division. And then it's Bills Dolphins, yet to be determined what time that game is. But Dolphins Chargers flexed into Week 14 Sunday Night Football.
You could also say it's the next four games, actually, because they play on Christmas at 1 o'clock against the Packers, and that is the only game on Christmas at 1 o'clock. There's one game at 1, there's one game at 4, and there's a night game. And then the rest of the games are on Christmas Eve. The Bills will play the Bears on Christmas Eve. So the Bills and Dolphins, like, if you're a Bills fan, you'll get to watch the Dolphins up close and watch their whole game, every single game, the next month of the season.
I like it. I like that Sunday night game.
Yeah, me
instead
too.
Instead of Chiefs-Broncos.
Chiefs-Broncos, you just can't have them on TV anymore.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be on local TV, any TV.
They scheduled the Broncos for 5 primetime games when they signed Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They've already played 4 of them. And finally, the NFL decided, we won't make you go through that again.
How many are they going to get next year? 2?
It's going to be bad.
It shouldn't be more than that.
No, it's very... It's. I mean...
They're the biggest mess in the league right now.
I am very interested to see how they tackle the offseason.
Yeah.
Do they fire their coach? I think they have to fire their coach.
They can't really do much else, can they?
They can't.
They don't have a lot of cap space, I don't think, to sign guys.
And they can't get rid of Russell Wilson because the dead money on that is so nuts, like $68 million in year 2.
And they don't have their first or second round pick from the trade.
Yep.
They don't pick to the third round. So Hackett might be he probably should be gone anyway. He'll get fired just because the Broncos are going to be like, we can't just do nothing.
Right, we can't eat $250 million. Maybe we'll just eat, what, $12 million or whatever he's making?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got to get fired. It'd be a really tough sell. How do you bring it back? What's been your problem? You have weapons.
Yeah.
You have a quarterback. Your defense was great, and you were one of the, not just the worst teams in the AFC in the league, you were painful to watch.
Yeah.
From day one. I think you have to fire your coach if you're Denver, which is, we've seen that happen. One and done coaches, right? Rob Chudzinski in Cleveland.
Mike Patton in Cleveland.
Okay. Steve Wilkes in Arizona.
There was a Miami, did you already mention him?
A one and done?
Yeah. Mm.
Not Cam Cameron?
Yeah, Cam Cameron. Right?
He got a year? Okay.
One and 15, and I think he was fired.
Yeah.
So it happens. Freddie Kitchens?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe it's just Cleveland does this a lot. The Broncos should absolutely fire Hackett, though. You have to. You simply have to.
It's such a good opportunity. Again, Will you please commit to this with me in the offseason? Or we have to do it like over Christmas break.
Okay.
Starting our coaching dynasty fantasy league.
Yes, we have to do this.
We have to draft coordinators.
Yep.
You can draft any person on the earth that is not a current head coach. We need a scoring system.
Yep.
Because I want to draft coordinators.
We'll get this going. We'll get this going soon. We probably would have to get this going soon. Guys are going to get fired. And also, I don't know if the rules have changed on this. I know the Bills even have proposed a rule change for this. But guys will start being interviewed in the next few weeks. Not in the next few weeks, but by the end of the season. Right? Like, teams are in the playoffs and their coordinators are being interviewed for head coaching jobs. So, yeah, we should get that rolling in the next couple weeks. Ken Dorsey would still be a high pick, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Probably. Well, no. No.
I didn't say, like, the top pick.
He'll get interviews.
He'll get interviews. Probably.
He's got less than a year experience.
Uh-huh.
And he walked into an offense that was already great. So what Brian Daboll had was, I turned a raw quarterback and a beleaguered franchise into a wagon on offense.
Yep.
Over multiple years. Dorsey, like you said, he might get interviews. Hot candidate? Maybe. Maybe. But he doesn't have the track record. He doesn't have the resume that Daboll had. Daboll got interviewed the year before he got a job. He got interviewed in Cleveland when they gave it to Kevin Stefanski.
And the Chargers with Brandon Staley.
Yep. 803-0550. We'll talk to Sal on the other side. Get some updates on the Beckham stuff, the injuries for the Bills. The good news is they are probably the least injured they've been all year. The injuries they have are big ones, though. Sal coming up on the other side here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.